Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, I guess I'm on the air. All right. Well, we're going to contact John Clark in just a few moments. He called me tonight and said that he had some rather interesting information from his video being screened, the word being out on Capitol Hill, particularly having to do with the smuggling in of illegal aliens from Mona Island in Puerto Rico. And now some people are getting a little nervous. The word is out. And the videos that he has brought back with him certainly tell quite a bit of the story. Maybe not all, but most of it. And his upcoming documentary that is going to be released within a week or so to the general public, Broken Borders. And John Clark, of course, is with Americans for Immigration Control. You can go on the website, immigrationcontrol.com, and look it up for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and see the news. But after the break, I'll give Manny the number again to call him, and we will give him a buzz, and we will make contact with him. He's waiting for the call right now. Anyway, Ron Paul updates. Yes, indeed. He is saying now that the delegate count could be around 42 to 45 delegates, national delegates, to the Republican convention. And, of course, they're telling us that, John McCain, the altar boy of the Zionazi media, he's got it. He's president. Let's face it. If the Republicans are going to take the White House, which I hope they won't, but if they do, yes, John McCain is the man. Son of Cain, he is the man that has the kosher label of approval. He is the most bought and paid for, the most corrupt of all of the candidates, I think, including Hillary Clinton. I know that's a stretch for some, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think another Clinton in the White House would be as dangerous to this country as would a John McCain, quite frankly. And I hate to think that I'm in bed, figuratively, with someone like Rush Limbaugh. But here you go, once again, that clock that's broken can be right twice a day. And, you know, for the wrong reasons, but indeed, I would agree. I would agree, no question about it. So while much of the focus in yesterday's so-called Super-Duper Tuesday contests focused on preference poll numbers, Ron Paul's caucus-goers were focused on securing delegates to the National Convention. With dedicated supporters and an organization focused purely on securing delegates, the campaign has secured more delegates to the National Convention in Minneapolis, St. Paul, than the caucus straw polls would suggest. And a minimum of 24 delegates were won in yesterday's contest when added to projected delegates coming from strong showings in Iowa, Nevada, Louisiana, and Maine. That brings the total delegate count to 42 or more. So, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't over yet until the fat lady stings. Pardon that pun. Anyhow, let me give you the numbers here. 1-800-313-9443. Those are our numbers to be on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Coming right up, John Clark will be my guest.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Hey, we're back here now. We have John Clark right on the line here. Hello, John.
How are you doing, Rick?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, good and bad. And you called tonight, and you were telling me about privately about the kind of reaction that's been stirred from what you have really done in your yeoman work on this Mona Island situation and the smuggling of illegals into the country. Tell us.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago, I went down to Puerto Rico, and I started talking to the chief of the Border Patrol down there at that time. He told me that they only had 5 or 6 vehicles and no mechanic and one helicopter, and that was to patrol U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Right after that, I was in Washington, D.C., and Tom Ridge happened to be at a breakfast I was at, and I passed it on to him, that information, that it was an open door because, as you well know, once people reach Puerto Rico, they're here in the United States. There is no immigration check, and nothing was ever done. So I went down there about almost a year and a half ago. I was called, a Border Patrol agent called, wanted to be a whistleblower on what was going on down there. He mentioned Mona Island. Mm-hmm. And I'd never heard of Mona Island before. I found out that it was an island off the coast of Puerto Rico, which is a part of Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And what he told me was that at one time they were it's a deserted island. There's only a limited amount of people over there just to take care of a few services. But he said they'd get maybe 5 illegals a month coming to Mona Island. And he says all of a sudden they were getting hundreds, if not thousands, coming through Mona Island. What's important is, like I said, it's part of Puerto Rico, so once they reach Mona Island, they're in the United States. So I interviewed this gentleman, this Border Patrol agent. He's in this new film, Broken Borders. And I tried to get cooperation from the Border Patrol. Couldn't get it. They got real squirrely on me. The Coast Guard got squirrely on me. And I got off the island, came back, and I tried to get a friend of mine at CNN to do something on it. They wouldn't do it. I tried to get somebody in Congress to do it. Nothing but done. So I kind of dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to the border in Arizona to follow up on Ray and Bill because, as you all know, they were fired upon by Mexican military a while back, and they were called liars also. And I found out the reason why they were called liars is because Chris Simcox said they were liars. And Chris Simcox is one of the biggest liars there is and one of the biggest frauds. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go down and prove that these ranchers, who I've known for a good 6 to 7 years, that they were telling the truth. So I did get the footage of the Mexican soldiers in uniform coming down the hill. I got the audio of them screaming, they're shooting at us, they're shooting at us. And that's the way I was going to do the film. But then I thought about Mona Island and this Border Patrol agent, how they're just leaving them hanging like that. So I included him into this film, the Mona Island, along with the Mexican military, along with the corruption on the border, the corruption being a U.S. senator, being involved with one of the top drug cartels, not most of the upper echelon, but some of the upper echelon of Customs and Border Patrol on the take. One customs agent was busted making $50,000 a month. So I previewed the film last week up in Washington, D.C. I showed it to a number of congressmen and senators I know, and I've shown them my other films before, and I'd get maybe one person, watching it, sometimes a congressman, sometimes not, a couple of aides. But this time, each office I went to, they were waiting, and they had 4 or 5 aides plus the congressman or the mm-hmm. senator there. They felt it was that important. Now, they saw what was going on with Mona Island, and because I had footage from a Border Patrol helicopter showing these boats coming in and people, hundreds of people just jumping out of boats, and once they reach the beach, they're home free. So they said they were going to conduct an investigation. I said, yeah, sure. Well, today they did hold a hearing. The Judicial Committee held a hearing, and a friend of mine who was at the hearing, I thought it was going to be next week. I was going to try to attend it, but they called it today, and he said, prior to the hearing, he got calls from the Coast Guard and Border Patrol that they were very nervous about this hearing, and they wanted to know what questions they were going to be asked and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the hearing, they told the Congressional Committee that they had cut down the illegals by 40%. But they said,
I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah, one of the main concerns was that illegal Cubans, only Cubans now, once they reach land of American soil, which is Mona Island, I thought they gave him $9,000 in cash, free medical, and a low-interest business loan. This is what I wrote in my article. This is what I put in the film.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Border Patrol agent. Well, in this hearing, it came out, they don't get $9,000. They get $10,000. But they said they cut it down, 40%. Now they say that the coyotes are charging these people that want to go from the Dominican Republic to Mona Island $10,000 because they know they're going to be paid the $10,000 once they reach Mona Island. And the other thing that came out was when I interviewed this Border Patrol agent was the fact that he was concerned that a lot of these people were not Cubans. Some of them had Cuban passports, but they were just taking their word for them that they were Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
So here they were taking their word, and giving them this cash, giving them the free medical, the low-interest business loan, and possible terrorists were given this opportunity. But what they told them in this hearing was now they don't do that because they have biometrics in place. So in this hearing, they more or less said, okay, we wrapped up the hearing. They've improved it. And I said, wait a minute. Don't you get it? I said, the main thrust here is the fact that you're giving illegal Cubans $10,000, free medical, a low-interest business loan. And I said, wait till this video comes out and American people find out, and legal immigrants who are doing it legally find out that you're rewarding just because they're from a communist country. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to do it with Venezuela, too? They're communists. You're going to do it with North Korea? They're communists. It's ridiculous, but it's such a strong hold by these congressmen in Florida who were, sided with Cuba, Martinez, and, and the rest of them. But what better way to get subversives into this country from Fidel Castro, from Hugo Chavez, than going through Mount Island? So I said, you believe them? He said, well, that's what they told us. And I said, look.
Of course.
They told you that they built the fence down the border, too. Chertoff said that.
That comes right from Chertoff, you know.
I said, I showed you the video of the fence. The fence is a joke. You could cut through that fence in less than a minute. In the video, I show how one of the ranchers climbs over the fence in a minute. Climbs over. It's an absolute joke. And they
well, the
also
public
told
doesn't
you
know that.
They also told you they weren't doing catch and release. Well, Congressman Culbertson from Texas just got back from the border. He found out they're doing it as much as they were before, even more so. So, and you're telling me that you believe them. I said, why don't you go down to Mona Island and check for yourself? They said, we asked them about that. They said it's too dangerous to go to Mona Island. So this is what we're dealing with, Rick. We're dealing
it's
with
absurd,
it.
It's absurd, isn't it? The theater of the absurd here.
It is absolutely, I mean, just because they said they cut it back 40%, I said, well, how many illegals went through Mona Island? They said, well, this year 2,000, but they apprehended 1,500. I mean, and they said the rest are going through Mexico. But this is what's happened to our country. I mean, it's just, it's beyond belief. Now, one thing that I did find out, this is a little off track, but I know I've said it in the past, but I always thought it was Chertoff who prosecuted Jim Traficant. It wasn't. He did. I talked to Traficant's wife a few days ago. It was not Chertoff. It was another prosecutor. So I wanted to clarify that.
Well, Chertoff, though, was instrumental in helping the prosecution. That's
yeah.
The
he
point.
Was, but he was not the one who prosecuted.
He was not the chief
prosecutor.
Right. Right.
Okay. Because I plan on going up to interview Jim Traficant.
And who was the chief prosecutor? Do you
remember?
She
told me the name. I don't remember.
But Chertoff was instrumental in doing the legwork for that prosecution team.
Yeah, that's possible. But I thought he was, the main prosecutor.
Right.
But that's just a side item.
It doesn't cut him any slack with me. I know that.
I mean, just because there's so much other stuff going on, like with McCain. I was listening to this show just before yours came on. He was talking about how he felt the elections were rigged. All of a sudden, McCain shows up. I mean, this is really absurd.
Well, we've got
absolutely
his chief aide there, Hernandez, Juan Hernandez, is a dual citizen of Mexico.
Yeah, he's a reconquista.
Yeah.
John McCain is one of the worst people you could find. Now, but the thing is, they have the bases covered because Hillary is open borders, Obama is open borders, John McCain is open borders. Mike Huckabee is open borders. Mm-hmm. He was playing footsies with Vicente Fox for many years.
No doubt about it.
Of Arkansas. There was only one person, and I'm not promoting him because I really had some concerns about Ron Paul, the fact that he was a libertarian, and libertarians are open borders people. They want less government, which is fine, but the open borders thing is what I work on, and I'm concerned. But he was the only one that was not CFR.
Mm-hmm.
But they're laughing. They're laughing at the American public because they think they have the American public duped. And
well,
they
do.
Public,
I mean, to the extent that they control the main sources of over-the-air media, they know darn right well they have the American public brainwashed and dead in the mind up. Okay. Hey, John, stay where you are. We'll be right back. We'll take calls, too. for John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, his new video, Broken Borders. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, 1-800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, we can see the proof is in the pudding. Thank you, George. And we're back now with John Clark. And, John, before we do take a few calls, I know there are a couple of other important matters you wanted to bring to our attention. What were they?
As I received a call, phone call from a customs agent out in California,
mm-hmm.
He was working the San Francisco port, San Francisco Airport,
mm-hmm.
And he noticed a couple of his supervisors trying to circumvent the checkpoint,
right.
Using their ID, which they weren't supposed to when they were off duty, carrying bags and going through a side door. And he shut down the port and went after them, and he was told to stop by his supervisors to leave it alone. So he was transferred to Oakland, and when he got over to Oakland, he noticed a shipment that was marked air guns, and it turns out they were military rifles. Now, this man was a sniper, Army sniper, prior to being on customs, so he knows what firearms are. Again, he was told to dummy up, and they took him off there, and the shipment was coming from China. But they were Springfield rifles. Some of the Springfield rifles are made in China. And they were going to Alameda. Now, he doesn't know what happened after that. I got him in contact with a congressional office. They're going to give him whistleblower protection. But he confirmed most everything that I found in Puerto Rico and also in Arizona. One of the things I found in Arizona was they feel that a lot of these new Border Patrol agents have more allegiance to Mexico than they do the United States because they need bilingual people, and a lot of these have ties to Mexico. And, in fact, some of them, I know somebody that does background checks on some of these people, some of them have gang ties. But this agent,
no doubt.
This agent in San Francisco said, John, we have the same problem. Mostly we have Chinese, and they have more allegiance to China than they do the United States. So,
communist China, yeah.
Yeah, communist China.
Mm-hmm.
So they're breaking down our whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to see what happens with this. He has quite a story to tell. And also I got it from a pretty good, very reliable source that I've known for many, many years. That feels that there's going to be a revolution in Mexico very soon. He lives down near the border, near San Diego. He's gone down there. He's seen the military piling up down there with sandbags. They're confiscating property, not just American property, but Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got underground caches of weapons, these revolutionaries. And he says if it happens, there's going to be a flood. They may try to blow the fence down there like they did in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that, of course,
would be
what George Bush and company would love to see happen, you know, is to see it spill over and threaten our borders, which don't exist. So that would give them the excuse to implement the Agenda 51, Directive 51 and 20. That would give George Bush absolute power to shut down everything to defend us. Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Exactly. And American people are so complacent thinking that this can't happen in this country.
This is a very key, this is probably the most important year thus far since 2000 in our nation's history with this administration. And you know and I know how psychopathic it is and sociopathic it is. And we have a lot to fear as far as our national freedom is concerned this year. This is going to be it. Make it or break it, USA.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, the thing is when you talk like that, a lot of people call you conspiracy theorists, you know, like with the 9-1-1.
Look, it's too far. You know, I tell them, sorry, but get to the back of the class. It's too late in the game now.
You have to really get the message across that this is really happening. This is for real. These are not, you know, you're not a conspiracy nut.
Well, anyone who can't see his job is gone and everything is falling apart economically has to be pretty stupid.
Yeah, Rick, I'm an investigative reporter, and I think I'm a halfway decent one, and I investigate things very thoroughly. I've been working on the Hill for 13 years, and the things that I've seen happen, it's just beyond belief.
It's not an accident, is it?
American people have been duped, lulled to sleep, and before they know it, they will have no power at all, and they'll say, what happened? And it's right before their eyes. I hope they wake up. They cannot allow John McCain to get in that White House, or Hillary, or Obama, any of those people. You have to say, we do not want these people, like that movie Network, yell out the window, we're mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore, and say, enough is enough. We want who we want in that White House.
Well, you know, that's a great idea, and I'm with you on that, totally. I just think that right now we have reached the zenith of control by the global elite here, and the control they have over the media, and you know, they're not going to give up their power that easily. But then again, our only prayer temporarily is that the American people don't give in either, because it may very well be an armed revolution at some point here in this nation, if in fact the sheeple are not too far gone. And I see the breaking point coming now this year. Certainly, if there is an election in November, right after that election, all hell can break loose, because that's it. I mean,
Stop them with the amnesty, but they're going to say, well, so what? We're still going to get it with the new.
Well, they're doing it all the time now. They're doing it.
Obama, sure. John McCain, working in hand in hand with Ted Kennedy. But there's a lot of dirt on McCain. And hopefully we're going to be able to bring this out.
Well, we will have to bring it out. The media are sitting on it and have covered it up.
Well, they won't do anything. I thought I had some friends in major media.
Absolutely not.
And
that proves my point.
I mentioned the evidence that I had on McCain, and they got very upset.
They wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. All right. We'll be back. John Clark will take your calls, 800-313 9443, Invasion USA and Treason. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
By the way, a longtime sponsor of RBN's Herbal Healer Academy is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. That's Herbal Healer. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. herbalhealer.com. Let them know you're from RBN. And we're back now with John Clark. And John, we're going to take some calls. There was one thing you wanted us to know also about what you've heard about Hanoi John McCain, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get the facts and details, but the things that I've heard is he spent very little time in his cell there because he was given preferential treatment over there. He was given prostitutes. I mean, this man is not a hero. He's promoted himself as a hero. And as soon as I get the hard facts on this, this man has to be exposed for the traitor he is to this country.
Yeah, and his daddy was doing his best in the Navy to help out. No question about that.
Yeah, he's a traitor in the same category as Ted Kennedy.
Yep. All right. 800-313-9443. Mike in Massachusetts. You're on with John Clark. Hello, Mike. Is he still there? He's not talking. Where did he go? Maybe he's just away from the phone for a few seconds. We'll give him a countdown here. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, if he's back on, we'll pick him up later. Henry is in Connecticut again. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
Good evening, Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Good evening.
He can hear you.
What is the name of that island again that you said?
Mona.
Oh, let me fix this. Sorry. What is the name of that island you said that the one when the illegals come from anywhere from south of the border, they go to Puerto Rico? What is that island you mentioned? It begins with
Mona,
that name?
Mona, M-O-N-A, Mona Island. And what they do is the Cubans and the Dominicans are using it primarily because it's right off the coast of the Dominican Republic. But it is Mona Island, which is part of Puerto Rico. And like I said, once they reach Mona Island, which is part of Puerto Rico, they're home free once they put their feet on the soil there because it's U.S. Territory.
Okay. And they're not getting $9,000. They're getting $10,000.
$10,000, free medical. They're also getting low-interest business loans.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is simply outrageous. I mean, this was one of the reasons why I wanted them to hold these hearings in Congress, and they figured it's all settled because they said, well, we've cut it back 40%. I said, that's not the point. The point is, cut this off. They said, well, it's the law. I said, well, get rid of it. It's a terrible law. I mean, how outrageous to say, hey, you evade the Coast Guard, you evade the Air Marines, you evade the Border Patrol, you make it to land, we're going to give you $10,000. Hey, I know a lot of people who buy a pair of water wings and head for the beach right now to get over there. It's better than the lottery.
Yeah, and the thing is so damn disgusting is that we really got to get rid of these people, these traitors, because we're literally paying to destroy this country's... We're literally paying to destroy this country's culture and language and everything else, and paying for it too at the same time. Yet, if there was some, Irish or German or Italian that came over here even legally and wanted something, they couldn't get it. Not only have got laws to keep them out, but we can just flood as much crap in here for all this work and downsizing the jobs and downsizing the American worker and economy and everything else. I got to press 2 or press 3 or press 1 every time you call any utility company to hear English.
That's an outrage.
Yeah, it's insane. And
you're right. I go to the post office a lot.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Far be it, for me to find anyone who speaks English anymore. I'm talking about the customers.
In the post office?
Yes, I'm talking about the customers. I mean, 3 out of 4 are speaking Spanish.
Yeah, right. And it's always Spanish. You don't hear German. You don't hear Swedish. You don't hear
Norwegian. Absolutely not, because they assimilated.
We're literally paying so that our country become a third-world, non-European, third-world country. And with people that come here illegally, not even, and forget about it, even the illegal immigration from that thing in 1965 was insane, but illegally. Yet, if there was some college student that wanted $10,000 because he wanted to pay some kind of part of his tuition or something for that and even part of a car, then all you got these dumb idiots like Michael Savage and the so-called Republicans and conservative, whatever that is, I don't know what that is anyway, you know, talk about, like, they shouldn't get a handout, and they shouldn't get this, and this, that, and everything else. And yet, I don't hear any of the AM stations mentioning the stuff that Mr. Clark is mentioning with the $10,000.
Of course not. Of course not.
And let me ask you this. I one question, I'll move on.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Clark, if somebody were to come from Ireland or Germany or Scandinavia legally or illegally, either way, I guess since we're so upside down, would they? Is there any way there was a program where they could get $10,000 a head?
No, only for Cubans. It only applies to Cubans.
All right, only Cubans only, meaning not even Dominicans or Puerto Ricans.
No.
It's just Cubans?
Only Cubans. It's called the Wet Foot, Dry Foot program, and it's a program that needs to be eliminated.
Oh, I see. This must have came back since Castro days then, right? Like maybe before
I was born. The Republicans use it as their voting block the way the Democrats use the illegal Mexicans for their voting block.
Right,
because the illegals have been voting in our elections for many years.
Mm-hmm. Right, because
so,
the Cubans,
this Republican hearing today, they don't want to step on it because, hey, these people are the ones that vote Republican. So they want to let as many as possible in, plus it's their drug connection. The drugs are coming through there. It's sickening what is happening out there. And like you said, the major media is not going to tell you the truth, not about John McCain. I tried to tell a friend of mine at CNN about John McCain. He says, oh, he's not crazy. And he got upset because I told him I was going to expose this man. And so I said, hey, you know, they're all in it together. And you can't get the Democrats. You can't. The Democrats are socialists. I'm talking about in D.C. now. I'm not talking about people. It's like with the Christian Coalition. I was talking about Ralph Reed at one time, and they said, why are you knocking Christians? I said, I'm not knocking Christians. I'm knocking the hierarchy of, like, Ralph Reed is not a Christian. Also, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is one of the worst offenders on this illegal immigration. When they had the amnesty going, they were the biggest lobbying group in the Senate. The biggest.
No doubt.
Where's
no
the
doubt.
Separation of church and state, and where's the violation of their nonprofit status? It should be yanked. Right away, but they're afraid to touch them.
Yeah, well, see, the thing of it is, too, they're really like a traitor form of real traitor socialist.
Well, they're insurrectionists.
Even socialist Switzerland is not going to go against their own people, race, and country, and, you know, the ones that say they're not with the globalists. I mean, these are a global communist, and not only that, you mentioned the drugs. The thing is so funny is the Cubans or whoever is bringing the drugs there into Florida, they'll have either a special card or whatever it is that the DEA or whatever can let them off or let them go or whatever the case is. And yet, if some guy, 30, 20, or teenager tries some of the drugs that they're bringing in, they'll put him in jail and give him the toughest penalty possible. But yet, the people are working with the government and these foreigners, these third-row foreigners that are tied in with the CIA, the DEA, to the Drug Enforcement Agency, too. They got special cards for these gangs, whoever they want to work with, they'll let them off the hook. But our own people suffer. It's insane.
It's called black operations. I was told by a couple of customs, that there was one U.S. senator who they figured made close to $21 million off the drug cartels. They knew about his association, but they were told to dummy up. And 40 tons of drugs have come through one Arizona port. And what I've told them in Congress, I said, what good is the fence going to do? There's so much corruption, you know, in the Border Patrol, in customs.
It's the biggest sham going, isn't it, that, you know, they're making these busts everywhere now, you know, show how tough the Homeland Security people can be on illegals. And it's all a show. It's to make the American people passive.
The amount that they get busted for, and then they may let them go after, you know.
Well, yeah.
Follow them, go to court. You know that.
Well, I told you, we had a guy who came. He was an illegal. He worked for a company in Rhode Island. He cut his face with a saw, and then he was deported and brought back. First time ever in this day. Brought back so he could sue the employer. Now, this is an outrage, okay? The employer should be put out of business for breaking the law. This guy should not be allowed to sue for, I don't care what his injury was, because he's here illegally. If I break into your house, I'm trespassing on your property, and I get injured, do I have the right to sue you, John? Of course not. That's outrageous.
No.
But there are judges who think so.
Morris Deese did that, you know, with the Mexicans.
We're going to get into him next. Yeah, Morris Deese.
Yeah, he killed these Mexicans came into this white couple's place in south of the border in Texas, and he was suing them for their property.
Yeah, the Nethercotts.
Yeah, right. This
John is well familiar.
I won't even get into the fact that you got some of them smuggling little children in here.
And you know,
that's what we use for. That would really make.
Hey, I'm
going
to move along anyway. Thank you very much, Henry. I don't know if we have Mike back. Do we have Mike back? We got Bill in Idaho on the line instead. Okay, Bill, you're next. Hi, Bill.
Yes, good for you, gentlemen. I very much appreciate Mr. Clark's efforts.
Yes,
was hoping that he would maybe mention a few of the congressional representatives that participated in the hearing and the ones that couldn't tell him what he could do, etc. But even more so, considering that this is going on in both parties, I'd have you understand Vietnam Vets Against John McCain is out there as a website, and also if you look at AmericanVoiceRadio.net.org.com, there's an entire expose on that slime ball. Thanks, Mr. Clark. Bless you. I'll listen.
Okay, thank you. John, did you mention any of the, or would you mention any of the congressmen particularly who were...
I will mention congressmen who are on our side who are still patriots of the country. Culbertson from Texas.
Oh, we know him.
Senator Coburn from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Nelson, most of the time from Nebraska. Ed Royce, Congressman Ed Royce from California, very good. Lamar Smith was the head of the Judicial Committee that ran this hearing today. Lamar has been fighting illegal immigration for a number of years. He's a good guy. Tom Tancredo, of course, who's not going to run again. We're going to miss him. Hopefully he'll run for Senate if we still have a country by then, by the year 2010. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. There's also,
Well, all right, you've named a few. You've named enough to give us something to go.
There's a number of them out there. And in my article, which will be on National Writers Syndicate shortly, the title is The Horror of It All.
Will that also appear on the website?
That'll be on the National Writers Syndicate. It's already in Middle American News, the article.
Okay.
It's also coming out in Barbara Coe's newsletter, The Horror of It All, where I indicate that I feel that Metrampakant was railroaded. Also that Sonny Bono was railroaded, really railroaded.
Now, what's the latest on Lou Dobbs just came to my neck of the woods last week, and there's a movement to draft him to run for president, too, now. And he says, of course, he's not going to do that, but... there is a campaign now. The ADL types and the, the Modis types are starting a campaign of hate against him now.
Yeah, well, the woman with the head of the La Raza was on, and she just tore into him. She was well coached, very well coached. I felt that he just backed down. He went on the defensive, and I think he realizes at one time Lou Dobbs thought the Southern Poverty Law Center was a pretty good operation. Now he doesn't. because we've seen that this is a left-wing organization that goal is the destruction of our way of life. And my main concern is they can name anybody they want as a hate group, but the thing is the federal government takes this list as gospel and uses the guidelines of what hate groups are.
Well, that's the ADL. The ADL has a special relationship.
This is the Southern Poverty Law.
Yeah, but the ADL has crafted this hate crimes legislation, and they work with FBI and all local and state law enforcement agencies. See, we've been talking about that for a long time with Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. That's the danger, John, is that these groups that are not even legal groups in America, they're illegally unregistered arms of the government of Israel, operate in this country, like ADL, Anti-Defamation League of Bernie Britt, and what they're doing is they're actually running the Justice Department, Homeland Security, and they're effectively running the courts. I mean, this is a very scary situation, what they're pushing.
This friend of mine, I think I mentioned him before, his name is Barry Weinstein. His parents were in the Holocaust, and because of his views on illegal immigration, he's called an anti-Semite by the ADL.
Of course.
And... we mentioned that to a friend of mine up in New York, and he said, what, do you hate yourself? Mm. But they're allowed to get away with it.
Well,
they were on there calling Chris Simcock,
right.
calling Dan Stein, all of them, you know, bigots, racists. We're going to get Lou Dobbs fired. We're going to get Glenn Beck fired. And they're allowed to get away with this. They're using the same tactics that that lowlife Jesse Jackson uses, extortion.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, Al Sharpton and Jesse learned well
Sharpton
from this.
Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and why people even pay any attention to these people is just it's just beyond me. All they do is they keep race, you know, as their, you know, base.
Yes.
And they keep people separated. The Democrats are great at that. That's their voting bloc. They don't care about poor people. They could care less. Nancy Pelosi's worth close to $140 million. She doesn't want a fence on the border, but yet her fence in Napa Valley at her place has a fence in front. It's okay, come on into the country, but stay out of my property. This is the way these Democrats are.
Yep.
And then she's got all the backings of these unions, but she will not hire any union workers at all. And I pointed this out to one of the unions. I said, why do you back a person like this? If anybody even mentions the union, they're fired.
Hmm. Very true. All right, John, I'd like to have you stay on, but I got a couple of things I got to catch up on. So I think we've covered the bases tonight. I want to have you back again as soon as you can come back and update us on your video and what's happening. Okay, John?
Okay, thanks for
Thank you,
Rick.
Brother. John Clark, my guest tonight. And, of course, you can read of him on immigrationcontrol.com. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The New World Order thought police are on the run.
because Rick Adams is back.
Yes.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm a little quick to speak there. We're back, and not much time, but I do want to update you. First of all, Dr. Kasim Khalil writes, you must take the time to preserve this video in your archives. This is a must-do. Please lock it in. I've been saying for some time that the Ron Paul campaign is infiltrated by Zionazis. The saboteur in this case in Alaska is Craig Berman. The Zionists are quickly attempting to purge this evidence, secure it. It is proof of the plot. And that's on the website, The Last Movement. One word, The Last Movement. Let's see, blogspot.com. And that's 2008. So it's really, the whole thing is The Last Movement, Blogspot, blogspot.com/2008/02/what-happen-in-alaska.html, and I have that in my files here and lock it in, and he'll be talking about that when he comes back again next week. Now, tomorrow night, we just happen to have a very special guest that's been on RBN, and I'm happy to welcome him to my program, and that's Brother Nathaniel. Brother Nathaniel is a Jew who is not a Jew. He is converted to Christianity. And he equates Zionism with Judaism. Both are racism, apparently. And he will talk tomorrow night on this program. He will call into the program and be on the program discussing who and what he is. Fascinating individual. We'll give you a little bio about him tomorrow night for sure. No question about that. But he's a voice crying out in the wilderness, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what it is, a voice crying in the wilderness. A Jewish convert to Christianity trying to sound the alarm over the Jewish agenda, the ugly truth. And I think you will find this to be most interesting. And, he has quite an amazing story to tell of his conversion and the persecution that he, of course, went through and is still going through. A website, www.realjewsnews.com. Once again, let me state that, www.realjewnews.com. Not Jews, but realjewnews.com. And that's his website. Very shocking, very interesting. And, of course, he's been called a Nazi, an anti-Semite, self-hating Jew, traitor, renegade, you know, a goyim lover, whatever. But here the man is very interesting. So we'll talk to him tomorrow night and invite your phone calls as well. And then, of course, we have another guest, one of our sponsor guests, Friday night. And, of course, he will come back again to talk about his way of healing through electricity. Reverse electricity, if you will. That's right. Lee will be back. Lee Kroc. And he will talk to us Friday night, Lord willing. So, stay tuned for more of RepublicBroadcasting.org. Stay on the website, listen in, and support the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the voice that you have, ladies and gentlemen. And without it, there's nothing. All right, thank you. Rick Adams, see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. And good night, and God bless the elect.